Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the program today. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. As long as we're breathing, we're going to be talking about them, not to them. What a week. What the last 8 days have been unbelievable. Wow. Spending all that time out in the Valley of the Gun in Phoenix area, in Scottsdale area, broadcasting meetings, GRPC, Gun Rights Policy Conference. It's been a very, very busy last few days, and I'll be thanking Lee Michaels here in just a moment. He's on the line with us. We're going to keep him with us for the show today and have some fun talking with him. It's a big, huge thank you to him for everything that he did in handling the Crossbreed Holster seat while I was wrapped up for some of those meetings that I just simply could not get away from in order to do what we do and bring what we bring to you every single day. And there's some amazing stories out there that we need to talk about. New York at it again. New Jersey at it again. I mean, you know, when your emotions get the best of you, you just want to scream, why in God's green earth would anybody want to live there? For crying out loud, get out. As a freedom-loving patriot, send a statement. Your taxes are too darn high anyway for good. Just, it's ridiculous. These stories will blow your mind. Of course, I know why people can't get out. I let my emotions get the best of me when that happens, particularly after a very busy week of talking about this with the people who are at the tip of the spear in New Jersey fighting this stuff. People being arrested for doing nothing wrong and just for being gun owners. It's incredible, and I'll use that as an opportunity to, I guess, voice my displeasure with Governor Christie yet again, who for the last 6 years, while he has been given and handed plausible deniability by the fact that it's a Democrat-controlled legislature, both houses, no question about that, he's right about that, but he's done nothing to advance the cause of gun rights, nothing. His claim to fame is stopping what they send him. As far as I'm concerned, that's doing nothing. He's been derelict in his responsibilities. Of course, now he's running for president, and he wants to talk about being, you know, a tough-talking, you know, big gun supporter. He isn't either, quite frankly. His tough talk is old and weak, and as far as gun supporter, it doesn't fit in the same sentence with his name. I apologize if I am repeating myself when it comes to Chris Christie, but when you hear the story that Lee and I will talk about, it will really, really anger you. And I'm going to give you a number for the governor's office, and I'm going to ask you to flood his office with calls again. Freedom-loving Americans need help, and they need our help. Because guess what? Half of the country won't. They don't care. They don't care what Planned Parenthood is doing. They don't care what the left is doing to your gun rights. They simply don't care. Half of them are on the dole, feeding themselves out of your pocketbook anyway. So, yeah, it's been a long few days. Hey, let's go directly to Lee Michaels. Lee, I want to get right with you. How you doing up in Minnesota, brother? Thank you for sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studio chair. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we got half the Crossbreed Holster Studios again here in the Twin Cities. And, Mark, I have to tell you, it's a huge pleasure to be talking to the 2015 Gun Rights Defender Award winner. Congratulations, man. That is very cool.
Thank you very much. I did not see that one coming over there, and I was up on the stage with Alan Gottlieb when he was handing out the awards. And for crying out loud, all of a sudden I heard him quoting something that I always say, toothpicks under your eyes, I think is what he said. And I said, hey, that's my line. He's stealing my line. And all of a sudden he said, come on up. And I was already up on the stage. But man, oh man, that was really something else. Thank you for bringing that up. It's quite humbling. You know, Otis McDonald won that award 2 years ago.
That's a very prestigious group you're in, and well deserved. We mentioned it yesterday in the show briefly when I was talking to Trent over at Crossbreed Holsters too. He thought that was pretty cool that you got that award. So
nice, Trent. Yeah, I have to tell you, I missed the program yesterday. So Trent from Crossbreed Holsters was on the air with you, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, I'll have to give him a call. And
he was awesome. You know, and again, he took a little shot at you.
Well, I would expect no less. I would have taken a shot at him too had I known he was on the air, and he would have appreciated it. Hey, so you're sitting in the 1280 AM The Patriot Studios. I can tell you're not on a phone because it sounds like you're sitting next to me. I just can't see you.
We're dialed up here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the Northern Studio. Yes, absolutely. Connected through through the network.
That's awesome. A beautiful thing. Hey, well, thank you for everything that you did. I really appreciate it. The feedback has been great. The Twitter feeds come in, and people love listening to you, you know, and you just, as well, heck, you're chapter 7 in my book, for crying out loud. You fit in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. You know what it means to use a firearm to defend your life. And as a result of that, I think it's fair for me to say, Lee, I've known you a long time, and this is not our first rodeo together, but I think it's fair for me to say that you understand probably more than the average Joe what it means to see people be attacked by the state who are simply wanting to defend themselves and their families. We'll go into the New Jersey thing here in just a minute. It's going to anger a lot of people.
Yeah, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's an attorney last night, and he's bringing up the comment talking about the Second Amendment. He goes, oh, you guys, we were listening to the program after hockey in the parking lot, because, you know, we taped delay it here in the Twin Cities. And he was saying, oh, you guys, you've won on the Second Amendment. You got that, you know, find another constitutional amendment to stand up on. I'm like, what do you mean we've won it? This is an ongoing battle. We need to stay vigilant on this to point out where our rights are being eroded. And we see things that are happening in New York, and especially the story in New Jersey, that'll just make your blood boil. And it's because of these things we need to stay vigilant. And that's why you need to, and everybody needs to be engaged in their state with the local organizations. There are so many great gun groups across the country doing grassroots things on the local level that are so, so important.
If it's not for, listen, I just came from the meeting of the grassroots, quite frankly. The opportunity, this show is different than the evening Sunday Monster broadcast. There's some overlap in the topics. Of course, there has to be as we move through the week. We're going to focus on some stories on the weekend show that we may have talked about during the week because we have to. There's a much, much larger audience with 170-plus stations that carry the weekend program. This show is growing, no doubt, but it is not anywhere near yet the monster size. So we're going for those of you who listen on podcasts, you're going to hear a little bit of there might be some redundancy here, but you're going to get a different flavor with different guests and different perspectives, even though the topics might be the same. I do want to point out that I am going to be reaching out to Evan Knappen. He's been a great friend of mine in this program for a long time. Evan Knappen is the attorney who handles the vast majority of these egregious Nazi-esque style attacks on freedom out of the state of New Jersey. It's just incredible. So I'm hopeful that we'll bring him to the Monster broadcast on Sunday, Lee, and you know, I know you guys will be tuning in live up in the Twin Cities so that we can get some perspective on him. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to agree with you.
So if you hear some of these topics over and over, I don't mean to do that, just get some different perspective from different guests. But the grassroots met in Phoenix. And I explained on Sunday, and I'll take this opportunity now to new listeners who might not hear that weekend program. What does that mean? What does it mean that the grassroots met in Phoenix? Alan Gottlieb, for 30 years, Alan Gottlieb, of course, being the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, 30 years ago, put together the first Gun Rights Policy Conference in an attempt to bring together the large pro-gun, pro-rights, as Alan Corwin reminds us, organizations. And it's, by the way, I love Alan to death. It's okay to say pro-gun, although he's right when he explains why pro-rights. We know what you mean, but we do kind of want to shift that terminology. That's how we take the language back. But 30 years ago, he created this amazing outlet that had, you know, just a few attendees that today sees leaders for most of the large state grassroots organizations attending: Kansas, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Georgia, Virginia, Iowa, Oregon, Washington, California, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, and on and on and on, all meeting at this amazing time in American history. Today, hundreds strong showing up to meet at the GRPC. And it's an opportunity for the leaders of the Virginia Citizens Defense League to meet and talk to the leaders of the Arizona Citizens Defense League, who are involved in separate but just as important battles. Arizona right now, Lee Michaels, as you know, is getting ready to stare down the barrels of Michael Bloomberg's bank account.
Yeah, and he's got a large bankroll that he's been doling out all over the country.
He put $50 million in already. He's literally opening his pocketbook to fight you and take away your freedoms. Now, I'll make the prediction here. He will lose, but it will be a very bruising fight along the way. Lee, when we come back, I want to talk with you a little bit and listeners about what happened to a woman by the name of Mia Higginbotham in the state of New Jersey. It will absolutely, let me tell you this, wait to eat before you hear this. Don't eat before you hear it. That's probably for your own good, because this will make you sick to your stomach. And yet again, it comes from New Jersey. Would you expect any less from the un-Americans in New Jersey parading as American citizens? Unbelievable. We'll be back right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Say, I am Mark Walters, sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios. A pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to jump right back into this. An informative remainder of the program. Let me welcome Lee Michaels, who is in studio up at 1280 AM, The Patriot, our great Armed American Radio affiliate for a number of years with a ton of fans up in Minnesota. Lee, welcome, brother, and thanks for sitting in the Crossbreed Holster seat during those 3 days I was out.
Always a pleasure, Mark, and great to fill in. Big shoes to fill, but had some great guests, had a great time, and always appreciated. And you had important things to do out there in the Valley of the Gun, and again, congrats on the Gun Rights Defender Award.
Do you like that Valley of the Gun? Do you like that? Isn't that Valley of the Gun? I had people out from Arizona say to me, you know, I've lived here my whole life, and I never thought about that. It's, of course, the Valley of the Sun in the Phoenix area, but everybody said, wow, I like that. No one's ever said that before.
Yeah, we'll take it. We use it a lot.
Take it. Yeah, the Valley of the Gun. That's a beautiful thing. You know, I go right back out there in 8 days. I turned right around and head back, and I will be doing a broadcast on Thursday from somewhere in central southern Arizona. Don't know where yet. On Friday from Tombstone, Arizona. Really looking forward to that broadcast. That's going to be a blast. And on Saturday, of course, we will. I'll do my regular Spirit of Racing radio. And all you racing fans, Tony Stewart announced his retirement. You can tune in at WEZO at 11:45 Eastern Time on Saturday to hear us talk about that. And the Monster broadcast on Sunday following a speaking engagement at the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting in Tucson. That's how important these organizations are. Lee, you got to go back and forth. You have to get involved with these organizations and join them. I'm a member of AZCDL. Don't live there yet. Don't live there. But I'm a member of that organization as well as my home state and a couple of others. It's so vital, as you mentioned. And then we were talking, of course, of Alan Gottlieb bringing all of these things together, all these groups and these amazing people, these are dedicated people. Let me tell you how dedicatedly. I'm sitting in the airport yesterday awaiting a flight back to Georgia, and I hear Mark Walters, and I turn around, and it was Sean Carana from Florida Carry.
Cool.
And I said, Sean, how are you, brother? He says, good, yeah, I thought was you sitting there. And as we got to talking, he said he was flying through Atlanta. I said, oh, you guys are on my flight. He said, nah, our flight got delayed because we had some mechanical problems, so we're just waiting for it to get fixed. So we're sitting here eating some breakfast. And he says, I really hope to get back in time because I've got to get back to work. I have to get to my real job that pays me. And here he is at the Gun Rights Policy Conference on his own dime as a volunteer, running an organization, suing the crap out of every anti-gunner, un-American freedom hater in Florida, fighting for your gun rights on his own time. That speaks volumes, Lee, to the type of people and the caliber of people that meet at these conferences, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've got some great organizations up here in Minnesota that are down GOCRA and those guys. I've had them. I actually had them on the air when I was filling in for you a couple of weeks back. And again, pointing out the importance of these grassroots organizations to make sure. And a lot of people in a lot of states don't even realize how many people are actually fighting for them and their rights. Right now, it's an ongoing thing, and they need your support, and that's why you need to be involved.
And you Democrats involved. That take advantage of it and claim to be gun rights supporters and all that pull the lever for the people who want to take your rights, I got issues with you. All I want you to do, and I'm glad you're a Democrat, and I'm glad you're a gun owner. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm going to tell you, man, you need to just be honest. You need to be who you are. And I sound like Robert De Niro there. You need to be who you are. But you need to be honest with yourself. You're a Democrat who likes guns, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But when you pull the lever for the people who are trying to take our rights, and it's your party doing it, there's clearly bigger issues that are more important to you than our gun rights. And you're listening to a group of people here on the radio that takes center stage. That is our defining issue. And while I appreciate you're a gun owner, appreciate that we know that there are bigger issues, and that when it comes down to our rights, it's not going to be your guns that's going to cause you to pull the lever. And for that, we need to fix you because you're broken, but we're working on you. Lee, let's go. Yeah, that's true. It's true. Let's go to air travel. I do a lot of that. Let me explain this. This is an opportunity to educate you relative to traveling with a firearm. Many of you know this. Many of you may not. It is absolutely legal for you to fly with a firearm. Did you know that? It is absolutely legal for you under federal law, not state law, federal law, to fly from or to anywhere in this country where it is legal for you as a gun owner to have that gun at origin and destination. You can fly anywhere in the country with your firearm. It must be in a hard-sided, locked container. Now, hear me clearly. Locked, hard-sided container to which only you have the key. It must be in your checked baggage. That locked, hard-sided container must be in your checked baggage, and your checked baggage must be locked. And that lock must be a TSA lock so that they can have access to it. But the firearm needs to be inside a locked, hard-sided container to which only you have the key. Check it, declare it when you get to the airport. You check your bag in. Of course, this cannot go through carry-on and security. So you check it when you get to the airport. Hi, my name is so-and-so. Here's my license. Here's my boarding pass because I was an upstanding and I printed it before I got here to save some time. And I have a firearm in my checked bag, at which point no one will freak. Millions of Americans travel with firearms every day in the airport. You will open your bag. You will show them the firearm. You will fill out a declaration card stating that it is, in fact, unloaded. You will close the box. You will lock the box. You will place that little card inside your bag. You will then close your bag, and you will lock your bag. One of several things will happen at that point. At the Atlanta International Airport, you simply take your bag away, give it to the TSA, at oversized bag, tell them you have a firearm. They screen it for you and send you on your way. Love to talk about your guns. Hey, what do you got in here? And send you on your way after your bag clears. Some other airports take the bag right there and say, have a great flight. It's entirely up to the airport. The airport will know what to do with it. Pick your bag up as usual at the baggage carousel when you arrive. Mia Higginbotham Lee was attempting to do that in New Jersey. Here was a woman who had owned property and lived down in Miami, Florida, had property up in New Jersey, had lived in Florida on and off for about 10 years, went back up to New Jersey, and her mom, she said in the video, always told her, take some of your stuff back with you when you go. I guess it was, get it out of my house, you know, move your things. One of those things was a lawfully possessed handgun. She contacted TSA, the federal government. They told her how to pack the thing. She pulled up everything on the website. She went to the airport, declared her firearm at Newark. And here's what she did, Lee, that she shouldn't have done, but although she didn't violate any law. She read the TSA requirement as the suitcase needed to be the hard-sided container. She had the gun inside its original box that it came in. She declared it. It was inside the box, and it was inside a locked, hard-sided container, which was her suitcase. When TSA informed her after she signed her paperwork, when TSA, Lee, informed her that it needed to be inside a hard-sided container, she said, well, this is too much of a hassle. Can I just relinquish the firearm here? One of the ticket agents contacted police, who talked to a DA who promptly had her arrested in New York or in New Jersey. She's now facing up to 10 years in the slammer as a law-abiding citizen for taking her private property lawfully owned in New Jersey to her own home down in Florida, where her guns are welcome without a problem, where she can have a concealed carry permit to get it. When we come back, we'll break this down with Lee, and we'll both get really angry together. So that was the good setup for you. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall.
All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot. Just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is Crossbreed Ulster Studios. Welcome back to the program. You've got one day left. Armed American Radio listeners are winning these promotions and taking advantage of what the USCCA offers. I've received the emails. You've heard from them here on the show. You have one day, 7 hours, 26 minutes, and 20 seconds from right now to activate your USCCA membership to get your free readiness package. It includes incredible downloads, including situational awareness, 6 easy steps to avoid danger. Download 2, the hidden cost of proving your innocence. Ask Mia Higginbotham about that. 3 pillars of self-defense, education, training, and legal backup plan. Ask Mia Higginbotham about that. True justification, what gives you the right to use deadly force? How one phone call can make it all go away. Ask Mia about that. The physiology of a fight. The gun guide, and 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. As well as, and get this, if you activate a platinum membership, you get the Otis cleaning kit, gun cleaning kit, for free. Plus, you get a couple other things in there. So you get a total of about 9 great giveaways in there simply by activating a USCCA membership. This offer promotion ends September 30th. It is September 29th. So if you're listening to me on podcast after the live broadcast today, and it's before midnight, September 30th, make sure to head over and activate a membership. There are 3 different levels, one for each, for no matter what your budget is, you can activate a membership, okay? USCCA on
air. Send me an email and tell me what you think about all the very cool stuff that you get from the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen. I can promise you that. Lee Michaels, back to you. We're talking about Mia Higginbotham in New Jersey. I gave the very brief rundown of what you need to do to check in a firearm. I do it all the time. I'm doing it again in 8 days. There's nothing to it. In this particular case, Lee, she cleared the TSA, she cleared the federal bag check, at which point someone from the airline came back to tell her, oh, hey, that needs to be in a metal container. TSA already cleared her bag.
And here she is being arrested. And there's no common sense in this world. I think it's all gone out the window, especially when it comes to guns. So basically, this ticket agent just forgot, didn't care that she was doing everything, was a law-abiding citizen, that this gun was going to be leaving the state in just mere moments, and decided to call the cops on her.
You know, the gun has to be, this is what's so unclear. Evan Knappen is on this case. She didn't violate any law. TSA cleared the bag to fly the way it was packaged, okay? It was a done deal. She could have just left. But New Jersey has to be New Jersey. So the woman at the ticket counter contacted a superior, even after TSA cleared the bag, and said, well, that needs to be in a metal container. At which point she was deciding, okay, this is just too much of a hassle for me now. What do you want me to do? I'll just forfeit my firearm. I need to go to Florida. I'm not worried about this. At which point she was arrested and charged with, get this, not a federal crime. And what she was doing was following a federal law. She was charged locally with, get this, illegal possession of a firearm, a gun that she legally owned by the state, a second-degree felony, $50,000 bail. $50,000 bail. Arrested in front of her husband and her daughter, rotted for 8 hours in prison before they could work out the bond. $50,000 for illegal possession of her own lawfully owned private property. Now, I have no doubt that Evan Knappen Lee will get her off of this, but this is where I have issues with the state of New Jersey. And I want to give out a phone number to you. It's extremely important that you do this. I let me see if I can find this number. Do I have the governor's phone number here? I'll pull it up and find it. It's a 602 number, but it is just astonishing to me. And I'll get it for you, because I want you to call the governor's office at Christie's office, and I want you to tell them politely and professionally to drop those charges, to see to it that he does everything, that this woman is not taken to court. Pretrial intervention, PTI, for what, Lee? For illegal possession of my own property?
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's not the first time we've seen this in New Jersey. The laws they have in what they do, and again, there's no common sense. There's no common sense in going, here's somebody who's abiding by the law. Like you said, they were cleared by TSA already, yet somebody who was probably a gun-hating liberal went, you know what, this isn't quite exactly how it should be, even though they're doing everything they need to do under federal law. And here she goes. The headache of being arrested in front of her daughter is just appalling to me.
The amount of money that this woman is going to have to spend to defend herself against this rabid, I can't even say what I want to say. I can't say it. I don't want anybody losing their license. I don't want to get fined, and I don't want to lose my job. 609-292-6000. 609-292-6000. That's the officer of the governor. You know, tough-talking Chris Christie, who, for whatever reason, as residents, literally get screwed out of their rights as Americans in this state repeatedly because of gun ownership, lawful gun ownership. It's not criminals. This woman is not a criminal. This is a law-abiding person who did everything right. Brian Aitken, remember Brian Aitken, Lee?
Yeah.
Arrested for lawfully transporting the firearms after calling the state police and doing everything he could to make sure he did it right under their convoluted, unconstitutional laws. He does everything right, is arrested and slammed with a 7-year sentence, convicted felon, put in the state penitentiary. That's where you want to be, is in the New Jersey penitentiary system, don't you?
No. Yeah. Not for something like this. I mean, and the sad thing is they probably plea bargained down weapons violations on all kinds of criminals and
every
plea
day.
Bargained stuff out every single day. Yet a law-abiding citizen with a legally owned firearm faces a lengthy prison term.
When she asked why the bond was so high, she was told because of the severity of the crime.
Wasn't she told that it was basically in New Jersey one step below murder? I think
one step below murder. The bond setting process that was used was one step below. Had she been charged for murder, it's absolutely astonishing. 609-292-6000. Now there is no doubt in my mind that she will beat this. She should never be prosecuted for this. Someone should go to jail for this. Legislators must be held accountable when things like this happens. When things like this happen. Governor Christie, I have one statement for you. How dare you? How dare you run on pro-Second Amendment while these things happen right smack under your nose as the governor of this state for over half a decade? These are the things you should have been standing up and screaming at the top of your lungs to fix in this state and blaming Democrats for this happening loudly. This should have been proclaimed very loudly by you over the last half a decade, and you were silent on it. Now, Brian Aiken, you pardoned him. Shanine Allen, you pardoned him. And hope to God this woman doesn't need pardon. That means she's been convicted and has been financially destroyed, and you've allowed it to go. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
You'd think after the last couple cases like this, if you are going to pardon them, well, get rid of the need for the pardon. Fix the state. Fix the laws so people like this, because all that's happening is it's costing people the agony of being locked up, incarcerated, but the thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars that it's costing these individuals that basically ruins their life.
Ruin, think about that. Ruin my life. I want you to say this with me, okay? My life was ruined. My life was ruined because of a New Jersey law. Now, that's where the emotion gets you and says, what the hell are you doing living there? Who in their right mind would live there as a gun owner? Well, there's an individual in New Jersey besides Evan Knappen that you should know about. I'm going to read his bio when we come back. His name is Alexander Rubian, and he is an amazing individual who's been on my weekend program before. Let's just say, the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. He runs it, and he's fighting desperately. He can't say the things about Christie that I can, because he has to live up there, work up there, and play in the legislative process. I don't. But Chris Christie, you can sit there and claim that it was all Democrats all day long, and it was, but you should have been calling them out for it and shaming them for it to make them do something about it. Armed American Radio Daily Defense continues.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Alexander Rubian is the name of the individual that is the president of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. He's been a guest on this program. I had lengthy discussion with him just over the last couple of days. He is an amazing young man who has just a terrible fight on his hands in the state of New Jersey. There is no doubt in my mind that he is more than capable of leading the charge and winning that battle. It's going to take some time in New Jersey. What party wants our guns, Lee?
The Democrats.
And the Democrats, I don't even like capitalizing them when I write it down. It makes me sick to my stomach. Alexander Rubian became extensively involved with the Second Amendment Foundation, or with the Second Amendment, period, after witnessing a murder while walking home from work. He saw firsthand the importance of the Second Amendment and having the right to self-defense. He began volunteering extensively with the New Jersey Second Amendment Society and has since been elected as the new president. He's testified before committees. He's actively involved in trying to change legislation up there. It's an uphill battle. This is a deep blue state. And Christie likes to use that as an excuse, and he's right about that. I can't give him any garbage there. But he should have been shaming them from the top of the lungs with the bully pulpit for the last 6 years into doing something. Because guess what? Lee, you know this. For the most part, it's the politicians, the elitists, and the media who agree to hate us.
Yeah.
But the people are with us. And if the governor was up there doing it, maybe, just maybe, the people would step up and say something about it and change and enforce change. You agree or disagree?
I agree 100% with you. You know, in this state, Minnesota, pretty blue state, we've got large DFL-controlled areas. We are a very outdoor state, hunting state.
Right.
So long gun things, we have a lot of Democrats, the liberal left here, that are, you know, get good ratings from the Second Amendment groups, but that typically is kind of the hunter side of things. And if you don't think that eventually that transfers down to our right to carry a firearm, our handguns, you're absolutely wrong, because it will you know, come back that way. There are some decent people out there who have a D in front of their name, but most of them are lock, stock, and barrel in line with that as the politicians. But the everyday people on the street, I would agree with you. Most of them...
They're the ones that can force the party to change. Hey, Democrats that love guns, good man, we love you guys. You're fixable people. You're not... Maybe you just need oil, okay? Maybe global warming or something means more to you than your guns. Well, let me tell you something. Move to New Jersey.
They'll take
you. And talk to me about, okay? They'll take you and tell me what you think if you're a Democrat gun lover. We need your help to fix these things. Listen, I guarantee you there's a lot of Democrats who love guns in New Jersey who, if they knew or were paying attention, okay, and didn't have their head in their media, Lee, that saw what was happening here, would step up and say, hey, this is wrong.
It's a common sense deal. Anybody who reads that story, I don't care how left you are, you'd have to go, this just isn't right. There's no common sense here. You don't take a law-abiding citizen who is doing everything, already been cleared by TSA, and then threaten them with years in prison and tens of thousands of dollars in fines and more.
And more than just sitting and griping about it, we're going to tell you now what you can do about it. There are things that you can do about it. I gave you Governor Christie's number. Let me give you that number again. 609-292-6000. Do it professionally, do it politely, but do it firmly. Let the governor know that you're fed up. You don't have to live in New Jersey to call Christie's running for president. He wants your vote. Call him and let him know you're sick and tired of watching your fellow Americans get taken to the cleaners by this unconstitutional, un-American Democrat legislature in New Jersey, and to fix it, to do whatever he has to do, to see to it, talk to whoever he has to as the governor, to see to it that this woman's life is given back to her. Now, I don't know the date that this happened. I haven't seen that, haven't had a chance to look at it. It doesn't matter to me if it happened yesterday or if it happened 2 years ago. Lee, do you have the GoFundMe site information
for her
by any chance?
Yeah, it looks
Put it out there.
The GoFundMe site is up. Mia Higginbotham Legal Defense Fund. And it looks like it went up today. And so far, she's taken in almost $500 for the Legal Defense Fund.
Okay, that's higher than it was when we went to air. Mia Higginbotham, it's M-I-A is her first name. Her name, Higginbotham, is spelled H-I-G-G-I-N-B-O-T-H-A-M, Higginbotham. Head over to GoFundMe, and there's something else that you can do, too. In fact, I'm in the process of it now. I started it during the break, and pox on me for not doing it earlier, and that is join the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. It's $35. You've got it in your couch cushions. These people need the help of all Americans to change these things, not just those of you who live inside the whatever state, the Granite State, the Garden State. Excuse me. If there's a Granite State, there is. I'm sorry to associate you with the Garden State. NJ2AS.com, NJ2AS.com. And to all you New Jersey residents who are listening that are good, all you good New Jersey residents, I didn't mean to insult you. I understand that it's tough to get out of there. Now, my advice would be leave. However, I got in trouble with that in Illinois a few years ago. Lee, you might remember. I said, my gosh, in Illinois, why are you even there? Just get out. And I got a couple phone calls. I got more than a couple phone calls and emails that said, hey, man, understand how you feel and understand the emotion, but we can't. We have to stay here and we have to fight this battle. And that's true in New Jersey, too. And I stood corrected and I corrected myself on the air. Those of you in New Jersey, you have to fight this battle. Don't stand, gripe about it. Fight it. NJ2AS.com. It's $35. I'm on the second page. When we meet again here tomorrow, I will be a member because they will be getting my $35. I know Alexander and I know what it, with this uphill battle that he has to face, and he needs all of our help across the country to do it so that we can stop this from happening to our fellow gun-loving patriots across this nation. It is really disturbing and disgusting. Let's move on to another story. Lee, New York. I got to go back to New York, New Jersey, you know? This is just what happens up
it's
there.
It's the coasts.
It really it must be. It must be.
California's typical. There, too.
It is happening there, too. But I have to give California some props here. They're not like New Jersey,
not like
New York.
This. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
District attorney on New York's Long Island banning prosecutors from owning guns. I didn't know a DA could strip someone of their constitutional rights. Did you?
I had no clue that that you could, as an individual, have your constitutional rights taken away by somebody else.
By your boss.
By your boss, essentially.
Now, those of you who are not prosecutors, which is most of you, I don't know. Let's pick a, you know, I was in the trucking business. I ran a brokerage firm for many years. And prior to that, I worked for trucking companies selling their services for many years. In fact, I had to do some work in Camden and Carteret, New Jersey. Know that area well, at least for a year. Say I know it well enough that I'm not there. Let me put it that way. But let's say you're in the trucking business. Can you imagine your boss calling you into a meeting if you're a group of truck drivers and saying, from now on, you have to relinquish your guns. You're no longer allowed to own it. Who the hell is he to tell you that you can't read a book or own a firearm or any other constitutional thing you want to do, Lee?
This is so different than, you know, there are companies that say, you know what, in our employee handbook, we don't allow employees to carry on property or
the
while
property.
They're working.
Okay.
This is different. Here's a quote from the story. Assistant district attorneys are not permitted to apply for a handgun permit nor own or possess a handgun while employed by the Nassau County District Attorney's Office. Any exception to this policy must be in writing and approved by the district attorney. Can't even own one at home.
Well, prosecutors, it correct me if I'm wrong. This stuff just stops me in my tracks. It renders me speechless, and that's hard to do.
How?
There might be a bad guy looking to harm a prosecutor who maybe put him in prison for 7 to 10 years, and maybe he's out, and maybe that prosecutor might have a bullseye on his back or forehead, according to being a successful prosecutor. Hopefully, there are a lot of people who don't like a successful prosecutor. Now, what would go through a DA's mind? I have no idea, Lee. We've got 10 seconds. I'm going to have to cut it there. But, wow, I want you to think about these things. And if you live in free America, these are the things your fellow Americans have to put up with every single day. Be glad and thank God you live where you live. And it's time to reach into our pockets and help our other Americans. You can head over to NJ2AS and help out in New Jersey. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you are, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.